I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Guys, welcome back to r/entitled people. And happy Halloween, guys. My friends, today's episode has a Halloween theme. All of the stories today take place either on Halloween or around the spooky holiday. What's scarier than a super entitled Karen, right? But guys, before we dive into the stories today, take a look at this entitled brat right here. See, this is exactly why I never leave out a bowl of candy, my friends. Look at him. The kid knows there's a frickin' camera watching him, and he flips the bird right at the camera. One more post before we go into the stories today. So this person writes in a Facebook group, Halloween is officially 6 weeks away, and I was hoping to catch all of you before you make your candy selections. So over the last 3 Halloweens, I've noticed my son's candy stock has become more and more diluted with cheap candy. Now, I don't know if this trend is the result of the referendum, high water bills, or even the construction, but cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community for Halloween, and it has to stop. Dum-dums, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers may be suitable for Northlake, Villa Park, and Addison, but not here in Elmhurst. We are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween. Standard-sized candy is the bar, pun intended, that we set for this community on Halloween. And if you purchase the fun size, you don't need to return them. Just keep in mind that 4 fun size bars equates to a standard size bar when you doll out that candy to trick-or-treaters. And for the elderly who hand out coins, unless you plan on throwing some quarters into the mix, stop peddling your pennies and step up your game this Halloween. It's a calculated loss to the trick-or-treaters after you adjust for inflation, and the opportunity cost of what they could have received elsewhere if they had just skipped your house. I know, guys, it's absolutely baffling how entitled some folk can be, right? Standard size candy bars only, guys. We need to show the other communities how rich we are. With that said, guys, I hope you enjoy the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future tales. So, I never thought I would need to post here, but here we go. I'm in the mood of spooky Halloween season, so I bought a t-shirt from a shop that says, Let's Summon Demons. On the t-shirt, there's a picture of these kids trying to summon a demon as one of the friends is laying on a pentagram. Now that is dark for some people, I get it, but it's Halloween season, so I didn't care. My fiancé and I were in the mall near my new apartment, and I was wearing that shirt, while my fiancé was wearing his usual polo and jeans. Now in the mall, I do get my fair share of what the heck is she wearing looks from employees. So I wanted to go down to a well-known body wash place to buy hand soap. My fiancé knows how long I'd possibly take, so he left to go to a game shop. While I'm in the store, I find the hand soap and start reading which one is which. As I'm looking, I see maybe 4 more people come into the empty store. A mom and a daughter, and 2 older women, which I assume to be aunt and grandmother. The daughter was about 17 years old. She runs directly to the body wash set behind me on the display table. I find my soap and put it in the bag and walk away to the other side of the store. And then I hear, "Excuse me." I then look behind me and it's the daughter. She then says, "Oh, my bad. You don't work here. I thought you were stocking the store." I tell her, "Yeah, no, sorry, I don't work here, but since I love this store, I can probably help you." She then asked me for a certain scent, and since I could see it from where I was standing, I showed her. She then looks at my shirt and starts asking me where she could buy one and blah blah blah. I gave her all the details and even told her where the store was in the mall. She starts laughing about how I must know the mall very well, and I guess her mom heard her talking and walked towards us, and she says, "Come on, dear, I found your scent." The mom then grabs her daughter's arm, and the daughter says, "Wait, mom, I'm just asking her where I can get this shirt. Look at her shirt, I really want one, it's so cool." I then smile and look at the mom, as she reads my shirt, sees the picture, and then her face starts to turn into a look of disgust. It was really awkward, she didn't even try to hide it. Now this next part isn't word for word, but it's basically what happened. The mom looks at her daughter and says, "No, you don't need a Satan-worshipping shirt." She then grabs her daughter and tries to pull her away. The daughter pulls back and says, "No, mom, I'm talking." Now at this point, I just stand there confused. And the mom says, "Listen, I know it's Halloween, but my sweet baby does not need to see the Satan worshipping crap when she's at the mall. You need to cover up. What's wrong with you? Are you possessed?" I then told her, "Listen, I don't care if you like it or not. I can wear whatever I want. Your daughter was just asking me where I got this shirt." I then told the girl again where the store was in the mall, and if she wanted it, she doesn't need mommy's approval, which was a mistake. I start to walk away, and the mother starts to follow me around the entire store, calling me a Satanist and how my kind shouldn't be in public, let alone at the Catholic school I attend, as she saw the lanyard that had my school name on it. The woman then starts yelling and asking for my name so she could call my school. I literally tried my best to finish my shopping and to leave. I checked out with her still behind me yelling. So I get done and she yells that I'm stealing, that she saw me stick some things into my pockets and that the police need to be called. Luckily, the workers know I didn't do it. The woman then continues to block me from leaving the store, and she even grabbed my arm, trying to drag me back into the store, and that's when I lost it. I slap her right in the face. She then starts crying and screaming, saying she'll have me locked up now, and how I was possessed, and that's what led to me hitting her. At this point, employees do rush over, as they saw what happened, and her daughter grabs her and she looks at me with the most apologetic look ever. My fiancé was standing outside the door, and he grabbed my hand and rushed me to the food court to get me to calm down. Now, I thought that this was the end, but nope. I guess mall security was called, and they were looking around for me in the mall. They eventually found me. Security searches my bags and looks at the receipts, and then asked me why I smacked her. I told them I can explain everything. Meanwhile, the crazy lady is yelling at the other security guards, saying, "Don't let her get away!" She put her hands on me. So to sum up the rest, I basically got set free. The employees told the woman that I was simply defending myself from her trying to drag me around. The mom was let go without security calling the police or letting me figure out who she was because I wanted to press charges. I can't believe this happened over a shirt. So OP does post a picture of the t-shirt that she was wearing, and here it is. Guys, I love how it says activities for children. Like, that mom really needs to take a chill pill though. It's just a t-shirt, lady. So, for some background. My cul-de-sac has a group chat, mostly run by an entitled Karen. I used to try to get along with her, but after the events of my last post and the snow settling in my area, I've taken a step back from the women on my street. Even so, she rubs me the wrong way every time she opens her mouth. So over the last few weeks, there have been a few incidents. One neighbor baked cookies for everyone, and Karen messages the group chat saying, "Next time, make them softer." I responded, "I'm sure they were delicious. I wish I was home to try them." So, her Halloween decorations are incredibly loud and screechy. They run very late into the night, and my husband gets up for work at 4, so I message the group chat saying, "Hey Karen, your decorations look awesome, but they're pretty loud. Any way you can turn them down or shut them off before you go to bed?" And her response was, "No, they're on a timer, and I like them. My Christmas ones are louder, so if you don't like this, I don't know what to tell you," followed by an LOL. I didn't respond because I was pretty pissed. Now we do have another neighbor going through a messy divorce. His ex has been erratic and unstable, breaking and entering, driving drunk, attempted kidnappings of their children, and heavy drug use. Now, Karen's favorite topic of gossip is this woman, and it hurts my neighbor every time his ex gets brought up. And he's asked for privacy a couple of times, but regardless, Karen always mentions her, and today, I had enough. My neighbor and another neighbor were meeting up for school pickup and talking about it in the group chat, when Karen pops up and says, "Good thing you're there, because your crazy ex-wife is in the doctor's office. Wonder what drug she's looking for now." So I then pop in and said, "So? She exists outside of our neighborhood. Who cares?" Karen then tells me, "There's no need to be rude." I told her I'm not trying to be rude. I guess I'm just tired of the gossip. She says, "Then leave the group." I told her what a great suggestion, and I leave the group. A little while later, as I'm sitting outside smoking, my neighbor comes over and asks what happened and why I left the group. I told him I was tired of his personal life being used for Karen's entertainment, that I was sorry I spoke on his behalf, but I felt that he was entitled to the privacy he'd been asking for, and that it wasn't Karen's place to keep gossiping about him. He thanked me for saying something, and then he sat down and had a smoke with me, and we laughed about how rude Karen had been about the decorations, when all of a sudden, Karen throws herself outside, immediately pointing her fingers at us, screaming that I'm a bitch and that I'm a rude, negligent mother, etc., etc. My neighbor walks over and tries to calm her down, and I said calmly that I was in no way trying to start a fight, and that I wasn't mad, and we could both just agree not to be friends. So that's when my neighbor stepped up and said, "Stop acting like you're better than all of us. Why are you screaming when we haven't done anything?" Karen points her fingers at me and says, "I am better than her. I am way better than her." She finally looks at me and starts screaming that I leave my kids alone and I do drugs and I'm a horrible mom. And I laughed, saying I've never left my kids alone before. I sometimes sit and smoke with my other neighbor, but my kids are always safe and asleep, and I always have my baby monitor. And I'm literally outside next door. So then I stood up and shouted, "Get off your broomstick, Karen." Then I waved and went inside my house. I could hear her and my neighbor shouting at each other about me for a few minutes, and Karen was flapping her arms up and down, jumping up and down, and stomping her feet. My neighbor then got emotional and went inside. Karen then comes back out with a pair of scissors and cut apart a motion sensor ghost decoration that I had lent her for Halloween. It was a $40 decoration that I put up for the kids to enjoy, and she cut it to pieces. Guys, I love this comment right here. People talk to their neighbors? Exactly. No talking equals no drama. Destroying OP's $40 decoration is pretty petty though. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I would have been out there with my own pair of scissors while she was sleeping if I was OP.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so I frequent this subreddit, but I never thought I'd actually have my own story to tell on it. I'm still not completely convinced, as I thought it was a dream. If not for a neighbor dropping by to ask me what the hell happened last night, I probably would have dismissed it as a dream. But enough preface, let's get into it. So I was hoping, thanks to the pandemic, that this wouldn't be a problem. But the kids in my neighborhood keep coming to my door on Halloween for candy. Every year, I tell them that no, I'm not giving out candy, and please go somewhere else. I've gone as far as to put out signs telling them to shove off and leave me alone every October. But the little bastards seem to take it as a challenge. They'll repeatedly ring my doorbell until I come out or get bored. And one time, they went a whole 5 minutes before they went away. Or they'll keep coming back to my place after I tell them no, hoping I'll change my mind, which I never do. Well, this year, one particularly persistent little brat from the next cul-de-sac over, who's made it her mission to wear me down for candy every year, rings the doorbell, and I tell her nicely that I don't have any candy. She then looks at me with what she probably thought were adorable puppy eyes and asked me if I would mind checking. I told her there's absolutely no candy in my house, nor will there ever be. Now that was a lie, but she doesn't know that. Then, the little monster gets it in her head that I'm lying and keeps asking me if I'm sure. I tell her that I'm diabetic, which I'm not, but she apparently doesn't know what that means. One Google search on my phone later, and she accuses me of lying about having it. I am, but that's not the point. Now, I suppose I could have just given her a Hershey bar, but I really didn't want her spreading the triumphant news to all the other little monsters how she finally got the mean lady to succumb to her will, at the risk of any of them following in her example. So I just tell her that I don't have to give candy to anybody who's gonna be so rude as to deny my very serious medical condition, and then I close the door. Now, about an hour later, I'm hate-watching the Francis Ford Dracula movie, when I get another ring on the doorbell. I come down to find the little abomination peeking out from behind the legs of a very, very angry-looking mom. The following exchange goes down. I said, "How can I help you, ma'am?" She says, "My daughter says you repeatedly refuse to give her candy." I told her, "I'm sorry, I don't have any." She then tells me, "This callous attitude towards the festivities is unacceptable. It's Halloween, you should have prepared for it. Why don't you have candy?" I told her I didn't think any kids would be trick-or-treating this year thanks to a certain virus. She then says, well, after everything they've been through, we as a community owe it to them to make up for all the fun they've missed out on this year. I told her, look, I get where you're coming from, but it's 10 p.m. I'm not gonna get up and go get a bag of Tootsie Rolls at this ungodly hour just so your kid can have the full Halloween experience. Now it's here that Mommy Dearest takes it upon herself to give me a lecture on the importance of participating in the community. I told her that maybe if she wasn't such an entitled Karen, that her husband would be more eager to participate in the bedroom with her instead of me. And this is where I may have been kind of an a-hole. Now what I said was nothing more than a heat-of-the-moment remark, but the woman went absolutely ballistic upon hearing it. She freaked out and starts screaming about whether or not her husband was sleeping with me. Apparently the guy did go on some sort of business trip recently, and my little quip set off all the red flags in her head. She starts demanding to know if her hubby was in my house, trying to crane her neck around me to see inside, and shrieking at him to come out. At this point, I'm tired. I'm on the verge of a food coma from all the grocery store goodies I've binged on, and I'm 100% done with all of this. So I tell her to come back with a warrant and shut the door on her, in spite of her attempts to wedge her way in. I can still hear her meltdown on my way up the stairs, now joined in disharmony with her daughter demanding to know what's going on. I look out the window of my bedroom to see her angrily punching in a number on her phone and dialing up who I think was her husband. The poor man then gets an earful. Now, I didn't catch everything she said, but at one point, she mentioned something about how he has no business cheating when she could have clearly taken advantage of his absence with her brother-in-law after he came on to her at their anniversary party, but she spared his feelings by not doing anything about it. She's being so loud that she draws the attention of the other trick-or-treating families in the neighborhood. Anybody unfortunate enough to ask what's going on gets treated to a first-hand spun bite of her marital problems. One neighbor even goes as far as to come out of his house and asks her to take this someplace else where she isn't disrupting the ambience. This prompts her to turn her wrath on him and shrieks at him to mind his own beeswax. The poor man barely gets away with his life. It's like watching an episode of Maury unfolding, if Maury Povich was an elderly Asian man. At this point, I was seriously scared that she was going to try to break into my house looking for proof that her hubby was there. I considered just coming out and admitting to her that I was just yanking her chain. But the ball was already in motion, and I doubted whether my confession would have saved her marriage at this point. Fortunately, after she ended the call, she stormed off with her now hysterical crotch goblin in tears. Now, I did feel a little bad for turning what should have been a fun night for the kid into such a traumatic experience, but maybe now she'll know not to knock on my door next year. Okay guys, so a lot of people are saying that OP is in fact the a-hole in this one, a true Halloween grouch. Guys, let me know what you guys think though. Now, I'm a migraine sufferer, and they pop out at the worst possible times. One Halloween a few years ago, I had a terrible one and had to ditch the idea of answering the door for trick-or-treaters. Now, since I was so sensitive to light and noise, I turned off the porch lights, the other house lights, and went to bed. As soon as it got dark, it started. My doorbell rang over and over, even though there were no lights on in the house. Every time it happened, my dogs would go nuts, making even more noise and making me hurt even more. I ignored it for as long as I could, but when someone leaned on the doorbell and rang it over and over and over again, I finally flew out of bed and ripped the door open, ready to go off. Now, I expected a kid to be the one ringing the bell, but it was a Karen. Behind her were two little kids, dressed adorably, holding pillowcases. I told her, "What the hell, lady? The porch light off is the international sign for no candy." Now, Karen acts as if she's uncovered an amazing secret. She says, "Aha! I knew you were home." She shoos the kids up to me and they yell out trick or treat and thrust their pillowcases at me. I had a huge bag of candy in the kitchen, but I was so upset that I totally forgot about it. I said, "Girls, I'm sorry, but I don't have any candy. That's why my porch light was off." I look to the Karen and say, "I don't feel well. I purposely turned off my lights so I wouldn't be disturbed by any kids tonight. You should not be knocking on doors with no lights on." Karen says, "It's Halloween. Surely you can suck it up for a few hours to do something that makes children smile. How can you not have candy? I'm sure you have something in your kitchen you can give them. Just go to the pantry and see what you can dig up." Now, my head is throbbing and I can't believe this woman. I said, "Something in my kitchen?" Karen says, "Yes, what else do you have that you can give them since you weren't prepared?" Now, the kids can sense that I'm frustrated and really angry. They start to walk down the driveway away from us, hoping their mom will follow them to a house that actually has candy. I said, "You'd better go get your kids, they're leaving." Karen says, not until you give them something. They're owed that. It's Halloween and you're being selfish. So she then calls them to come back to the porch. They reluctantly wander closer. I told her, okay, fine. I got a bottle of ketchup or a packet of noodles. Do they want that? How about a frozen burrito or a packet of oatmeal? Does that fit your criteria? Now get off my property. This is absurd. Karen responds with, you are the absurd one. My kid's dressed up for Halloween and you can't even be bothered to pick any candy up? I'm gonna tell the other parents about you so they avoid your house. I then laughed out loud at that and said, promise? I then slammed the door in her face. I did feel bad for her kiddos, but they got a crappy ass mom. Guys, I love how she demanded OP just go to the kitchen and grab the kids, whatever. It reminds me of a story I read not too long ago where a lady and her kids went to OP's house, and once they were told OP was out of candy, they demanded $5 instead to each kid. They demanded OP give their kids each $5. And that, my friends, brings us to another end of our / Entitled People. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this Halloween edition of Entitled People, and that the entitlement wasn't too scary. And if you missed yesterday's episode on the channel, I'll link it right here. A Karen and her family try to break into OP's house to steal Wi-Fi. It's such a ridiculously entitled story, so check it out if you haven't, and I'll see you guys in the next one. I love you.